company with the BBC and made our way to another crop circle location, parking just off the road and walking along a track to a ridge overlooking an eye formation in the field below. We met two New Age traveller types by their transit van. One of them, Mark, was quite happy to tell me of his crop circle experiences.
Yeah, we spent a few nights out here. First of all, we spent a night in Salisbury Hill, and then we spent the night in actual corn circle. Mm-hmm. And I've done some work with healers and healing energies, and found the energy in the corn circle to be actually healing itself. So I think that I feel as if the vast majority of them are actually genuine, because the patterns are so intricate. And
what would you mean by genuine?
Well, genuine in the sense that they're not created by man.
Pointing to the eye formation below, I asked Mark for his theory on such a crop circle.
Well, I think it's some sort of intelligence that's not human.
It occurred to me that perhaps Rod and John had been beamed down from a spaceship after all, and as they stood beside me, Mark continued to enlighten us upon the eye formation.
It's an eye, is it?
Yeah, Horus eye. Horus, I think, is a reference to some Egyptian mythology, but if you go down into it, it's a very balanced and natural organic shape. And the corn actually itself, you know, has been very delicately treated, in the sense that it hasn't been broken at the bottom, it still grows, it still can be harvested. It looks like it's been gently set down much more sensitively than a human could do it. And also the intricacy of the pattern and the geometry and the dimensions and the accuracy of the scale, you know, is very, very precise. You need to go and have a look at it for yourself, and I'd recommend that people do have a look at them.